Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Countline Tuesday. Some hot ladies up there at TNT Radio Empire. There's a bunch of goats
and
up there, too.
Goats.
Hot goats, too.
They are.
Hot goats. But they're not pigs. Craig's Hogs are advancing to the Super Regional. We're happy for Craig.
We are celebrating National Upsy Daisy Day.
Upsy Daisy.
Yep, it's a day to remind people to get up gloriously, gratefully,
I jumped out of the bed
and gleefully
this morning.
Yeah. Each morning.
Yeah.
Stay positive.
Well,
no matter how many upsy daisies come their way.
You got to. You got to. Life's short. Enjoy the day. That's just too many hours in it.
Yeah. There's that, but you can still enjoy that.
Yes,
yes, you can.
See, it's a good thing I didn't subscribe to the Deepak Chopra thing. Get all meditative,
right?
Because I would have said, "Oh, that's what a pile of crap." Upsy daisy.
Yeah.
You could just sense the sarcasm in Craig's voice.
Upsy daisy.
If that's the first thing I would hear in the morning, that would ruin my day.
Right.
Upsy at least daisy. The morning.
Yeah.
Was on this date in 1953.
Get up begrudgingly, like the rest of us.
Yeah. Was on this date in 1953, the Supreme Court ruled that restaurants in the District of Columbia could not refuse to serve blacks.
Man.
What year?
53. Oh, 53, sorry.
Yeah. And you may have forgotten this. On this date in 1968, in London, authorities captured James Earl Ray.
Every time you bring this up, Craig,
in London,
we forgot that he escaped.
Yeah, this is the guy that killed Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
And the whole
got away for long enough to get to London.
Yeah, the whole story about him escaping. You did the story 2-3 years ago, maybe longer, and we never learned that.
We'd forgotten. Or never learned that. Yeah.
Did he fly there? Did he take a boat?
Exactly.
No, raft. Nipples were raw.
Kayak?
That would have been brutal.
He broke the North Atlantic kayak record?
Yeah, it might have been.
May have. And it's Kanye's birthday today.
Oh, man. I just took out He's a Jackass. I replaced it with this today.
I need gonorrhea.
All right, so that'll work.
Both can be true.
Happy birthday.
It never fails that I walk in here during the wraps of the show, when I'm trying to put in sound effects to use in that moment, I just replace them at the quickest spot I see so I can play it.
Yeah, because you have limited real estate.
Yeah, well, I just do it
there's
right
like
away.
80 of
I have
them
a lot
there.
Of yeah, I just take I just I took the one I
it's
take
still
away.
Limited.
The one I take away always has to be something crazy to bring up accidentally. Obama's saying he's a jackass. I played yesterday, took it out this morning. And to be honest with you, the reason I'm not playing 500 Miles is that I played it, I took it out a couple days ago, replaced it the same way, with something we needed on the spot, and I haven't put it back in yet. So I just went with the bit, we're not going to play it anymore.
I like
it's
it.
Upsetting.
It's easier than reload.
It's upsetting people.
Yeah. I like this bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that computer should warn you when a clip's getting a little worn out.
Right.
Ta time to give it a rest.
Yeah, yeah. Are you sure?
Or, no. Or maybe the people around you could.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, that's not right at all.
That falls on deaf ears.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite parts about the 500 miles was how pissed Puss got.
He did get mad. Listeners are getting mad, too. I'm getting some correspondence, man.
The goats were there to comfort
him.
There
was a woman there on Twitter said, I'm not going to lie, I'm a little sad about this. About the 500 miles going away. Who knows?
Oh, maybe there will be 500 more.
Yeah, maybe. You're the reason it went away. You know that.
I'm sure.
You're the reason, yeah.
News from the art world.
Yeah. Nick used to lead into it organically, and now he just kind of shoves it in.
He does shove
right,
it in.
He just fists it in there whenever he can.
Yeah, it was a bit much, but numbers are mentioned a lot, miles are mentioned a lot.
I know, and you bring it back around. And I can see your brain frying over there half the time. Oh, he's thinking about
in the news from the art world, someone is the new owner of an invisible sculpture.
Oh, my God.
This is so art world.
Yeah, Italian artist Salvatore Garau sold the sculpture at auction recently, along with a certificate of authenticity.
So you're telling me, is there a box around it at least?
It will be displayed in a 5x5 private space. The artist described the piece as a vacuum, nothing more than a space full of energy. $18,000 for this invisible sculpture.
What if somebody runs into it? Or, worse yet, steals
it. Now, is it inside a box?
Or it'd be impossible to find.
Or if you buy it, you just say, well, it's there, and you point somewhere in the house and it's there.
But oh, no, you have to put it in a specific spot, but there's nothing to put there.
It would also be impossible to sell, because everyone would recognize that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you stole that invisible piece of art.
You know, I'm trying to say, though, is there a plastic box around the invisible piece of art? So it's just...
No.
Somebody's paid $18,000 and walked out with a sheet of paper.
With nothing.
Yeah.
With a certificate of authenticity.
That's what they got. That's what they paid for.
They didn't even pretend to move it?
No. Bring in a mime and move that thing? Yeah.
No, I didn't even make that much effort.
I bring in four mimes and move it.
If you're paying $18,000, at least pretend to carry it out.
I would.
And look like it's heavy, too.
Right.
Like, look like you're struggling to carry it.
Yeah, borrow your friend's truck.
It's getting out of hand.
Yeah, can you grab the other side of this?
All right.
Although, I could use about three or four of those to decorate the living room.
Yeah. Can you say that they're not already?
Right. You like the new artwork. Oh, that's the invisible stuff.
Be careful. Don't walk into
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful.
Don't walk into it. I would have given the guy invisible cash for it. Think about it.
Yeah.
Here's $18,000. You can't see it, but it's there.
It's art.
Yeah. That'd been the whole transaction. Thank you.
We were at the Children's Museum here when the kids were younger,
yeah,
and we're like at the grocery store part.
Yep.
And I mean, you're walking through, the kids are pretending to ring you up, or whatever, and the kid's like, it's $4 or whatever. And I was looking around for play money. I'm like, I don't have any money. And the kid goes, just pretend to hand me some money.
Was another kid?
Yeah, somebody, it wasn't even my kid. Just whatever kid was checking out. I'm like,
listen to
oh,
you,
okay.
Son of a bitch. Just pretend, you douchebag.
It's make-believe, jackhole.
Yeah. That's funny.
That is funny.
When other kids are jackasses, it's hilarious. To adults.
Like, oh, that's right.
Oh, oh, you're a jackass. I get it.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Organizers of the annual Philadelphia Naked Bike Ride say this year's event will take place August 28th. So far, they will still require masks.
I love that.
Well, then you're not naked.
I love that. I've always wondered, because some of those bike seats, you know,
are not comfortable.
Well, at least with shorts, the bike seat doesn't go in your butt.
No.
If you're just naked on a bike seat, even a not that thin one, it's still going to be just shoved up in there.
Well, maybe you throw a towel over the seat. And especially at the end of August in Philly, I'm guessing you're going to want to keep that thing cool.
Yeah.
You don't want a screaming hot bike seat if you're naked.
And you got the worst of both worlds, Bush. You got your balls and your vagina
down there on that bike seat.
Yeah, how do you manage that?
I don't know.
On a daily basis, let alone a naked bike ride.
I think he's found a way to make that bike seat and vagina work to its advantage.
Yeah. Well, that part he does.
He's
still got balls hanging there.
He's clever like that.
Yeah. How do you handle that bike seat?
You ever see me not smiling on the bicycle?
How do you understand that? How do you handle that bike seat, Craig?
No, really. I've only got one ball.
Good point. So it's off to the side then, right?
Now, this annual Philly Naked Bike Ride does look fun. We've seen pictures from this any number of times before.
Yeah.
Ride participants, sometimes in the thousands, gather in a park to strip off their clothes and paint each other's bodies before carefully hopping on their bikes. The ride is to promote positive body image, advocate for the safety of cyclists, and protest dependence on fossil fuels and, I guess, whatever else you want to protest.
Most of the guys have to be standing, though. I have a bike. I ride my bike, and I can't imagine doing it naked. Sitting down is... Ow! You know?
Well, if you do try it, roll video.
You would sit on your nut?
It's a 10-mile course.
That's what I mean.
What?
You're not standing up the whole time. You're sitting.
You don't have to imagine it, because the entire audience is right now.
Do you still wear a helmet?
Trim that thing up, would you?
You would wear a helmet, yeah.
Up?
You'd have to trim.
You'd wear the helmet up.
I don't know if that'd be possible.
I think the ladies actually would be a little easier. They have less stuff down there hanging out.
You know. Yeah, a little less.
Brilliant observation. Yeah.
They're unencumbered.
Right.
Well, yeah, because you can sit on your balls if you have underwear and shorts on.
Right.
Can you?
It's an old video.
So like we get to.
Let's do that now.
It's an old video. You see the old video. It's a famous video. They keep putting it out every couple of years. You still see it. The old man
it makes
on,
the rounds.
Yeah, the old man sitting on that panel.
Yeah,
and he crosses his leg and he's he obviously crossed and crushed his nut. He takes his leg off and he makes that face. Every dude knows that look.
Yes. But his
and
head?
The best part about it, because he was like a suit and suit pants, and he was like, what, 70 maybe, 65, you know, gray-haired dude, crosses his legs, goes, ah! He makes a face.
The way his head pitches back in pain. Like,
But he was a panelist, and you're supposed to take that dude seriously? Any questions? Yeah.
That video makes
you okay?
Me laugh every time. We laugh every time. You're sitting on a nut there, Larry. Yeah, I did. You can find that. Because I don't think people, I'm sure we all know what it is, but some people might not remember that video. And if you can find that, share that nut squishing video.
Oh, it's instant. You can see on his face the second it happens.
The Connecticut State Senate has voted narrowly to approve a bill that would legalize recreational marijuana.
Oh, I was going to say, we have our Connecticut listener there, who's corresponding a lot recently. Actually, he's a good dude. And he was saying that it's decriminalized and they have some sort of medical. But it's getting close to this, right?
Yeah, the bill was approved 19-17.
Well,
it advances now to the House in Connecticut.
They're surrounded by New York and Massachusetts, which is legalized recreational. So
this would legalize weed possession for adults next month and would allow recreational sales of marijuana to begin next year.
New York State approved it?
Yep, yeah.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. This is going to be...
I can't keep up.
It's just crazy where we're living, isn't it?
You know why? Because I can find weed anywhere.
Removed. I know that.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice if we have it legal everywhere.
That's taking a long time.
It is.
Did I read right that the only state that doesn't have some form of marijuana, medical,
it might be
recreational, is the state we live in?
I think you're right. There's no medical. No. Because we keep fighting and voting in jackholes like rickets, man. And letting old coaches run the show. And that ain't going to change anytime soon.
Oh, no, we're not the only one.
There, I wouldn't think
there
so.
There are many.
Of no, nothing.
No program for legal THC whatsoever. Idaho, Wyoming, Nebraska, Kansas, Texas.
No, Kansas has medical, don't they? That might be outdated.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is from 2021. This is April. Yeah. Wisconsin, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina.
I thought there's some medical in some of those places, but I don't know. Maybe
no, this breaks it down.
Okay.
Legal for medicinal use is a different color.
All right.
And status pending, it says South Dakota.
Yep. Oh, because that dumb bitch up there. The governor, I mean.
There you go.
To be fair, she's the governor. A lot of guys are going, yeah, I know a dumb bitch from South Dakota.
That narrows it down.
I was like, how does Tyler know that dumb bitch I know?
I don't see. The one I'm looking at includes decriminalized. But it's decriminalized in the state of Nebraska.
Yes, yes, it's considered to be.
Right. But you still get a ticket, and your name, and they say they bust you either way, right?
This isn't illegal, but it's going... You know, we're going to document this.
And Nebraska, it's for possession under an ounce, it is technically less than a misdemeanor. It is a lesser charge than a speeding ticket.
Yeah, nothing in Idaho, Wyoming.
But like Nick said, your work still finds out about it, right?
Your work still finds out about it. Yeah. It's still on your totally record. Your life, you still have to say, yes, I was convicted of this.
Exactly.
South Carolina, Tennessee, Bama. And they're saying Kansas, too. Why did I think Kansas had medicinal?
I think they were voting on something.
Okay. Yeah, they're close to it. Brain drain. Young people are getting out of those places for sure.
Now, this says here that Kansas, their status on this one that I'm looking at, it says low THC products medicinally legal.
Oh, that's that federally legal marijuana. You can get that in Omaha, too.
Yeah, CBD containing less than 0.5% THC.
Oh, yeah, those are two different things you're talking about.
Okay. This is not the Delta 8 that
Correct.
I'm thinking of?
That is not that. Yeah, he's talking about CBD stuff with only 0.5% THC. Right. A passenger accused of trying to breach the cockpit.
Last night.
Thank you. Breaching the cockpit.
Last night.
If you... Lucky,
yeah.
Of a Delta flight last week is due in federal court in New Mexico.
Don't mess
this
with
morning.
Delta, man. I'm flying there next Thursday. I want my booze.
This is the one where the flight attendant took him down.
The authorities say the man ran to the front of the plane, demanded it land immediately.
Why?
Pounding on the door.
I gotta take a dump. Land.
Right. Are we there yet?
I believe he was disturbed.
Oh, yeah.
The flight from Los Angeles to Nashville was redirected to New Mexico.
Oh,
they managed to subdue the passenger who was taken into custody by agents once the plane landed in Albuquerque.
Man, that would suck, man. Yeah. You're flying the whole way from L.A. to Nashville and they got to stop?
Was he hoping the pilot was masturbating and he wanted to check it out?
Yeah.
They had to zip tie him.
You stop in there.
That's tough.
Or at least let me watch.
Masturbating pilots work for Southwest.
All of them.
They should know that.
All of them.
Sorry, I forgot it was Delta.
Aren't you flying next weekend somewhere?
Yeah.
Southwest?
I'm flying Southwest somewhere.
Enjoy the masturbating pilot. Get a vaccine, we get a shot there. Yeah.
I'm wondering if do the pilots get the free wireless? Because I got to pay $5 for it.
I'll get the code
to get the good porn on there. Right. Get the good porn.
I'll stick my head in the cockpit before and
last night.
About the time we get over Colorado, we'll dial up the same clip. And then check with me afterwards.
You can race to the finish.
Beat the pilot. Let's play Beat the Pilot.
I think that's what he's playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Get that finger all up in there.
See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Oh, the Tan Line Tuesday all day. And more sexy goats, I guess, too.
All kinds.
If I get to it. Have a great day.
Bye.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.